I'm Lauren Sherman, the writer behind Puck's Fashion and Beauty Memo line sheet, and I'd like to welcome you to my new show, Fashion People. On every episode of Fashion People, I'll be talking to insiders about the stuff we're all whispering between the press releases, from M&A rumors to celebrity stylist dish to the future of legacy media. Be sure to follow and listen to Fashion People, a presentation of Odyssey in partnership with Puck, available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Unhappy Hour, the show where we bitch about all the things we love to hate. Every single week, I'm your host, Matt Bellassai. I don't know why I did it like that.
Just every week, we're just watching you slip like lower and lower into chaos.
I'm here in the studio, sitting right across from my co-host and producer, Barry Finkel. Hi, Barry.
Hi, Matt.
Do you have tickets to my show in Iowa yet, Barry?
I can't go because I'm just a huge bitch. And you know what, listeners? You don't want to be labeled a huge bitch by Matt Bellassai.
No, don't be a huge bitch like Barry Finkel. Come to my show in Iowa, April 14th, Burlington, Iowa. If you know where that is, then you probably should come, because that means you are in the market for this show. It's at the Catfish Bend Convention and Event Center. That's right, folks. I hit the big time.
You are a convention. You are an event. You are Fun City, baby.
When I was a little girl, all I dreamed of was growing up and playing the Catfish Bend Convention and Event Center in Burlington, Iowa, and now I can. So come help make my dreams come true. Also, I'm almost positive it's also a casino, which means even if you hate me, you can still have a great time that night. You know, get drunk, play some slots. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can walk out ahead, really. So, or you can just forget everything that I say by drowning your sorrows in another vice. Anyway, come to that show. It's going to be a lot of fun. April 14th. Tickets, we'll include a link in our show notes. I also just started a link tree that I'm putting in all of my bio. So that's just super easy because I was berated into doing it. Let's put it that way. All right. Coming up today, we're going to kick things off with a little ranting as always. Then we got Worst Things First, where I chat about the stupidest, most ridiculous, worst news of the week. After that, we're diving deep into going to the doctors.
Dun, dun, dun.
Because this is basically a health and wellness podcast now.
Essentially.
Okay? And I'm sick of it. And by that, I mean I'm sick. And finally, we'll get into all the good stuff that helps all the bad shit go down easier with our chasers. So let's get into it. Let's do it. Let's start the show. All right, bitch.
Okay.
What do you have to bitch about this week?
Coming in hot today. You know what? I have something to bitch about that's very close to my heart, and that is shaving. I fucking hate shaving. I don't know if I've like ever fully gone in on shaving on this podcast. Maybe I have, but you know what? It's worth getting into again. I hate shaving my legs. I hate shaving my armpits. I hate shaving everything. And you know what? I don't most of the time. I just kind of let things go. I trim. But even trimming, it's just, it's so much work. And if you don't do it, especially if you, you know, are a lady, you tend to be looked down upon or like, oh, it's not professional or something like that. And it's just like, I don't have the time. Also, I'm very bad at it. And so I bleed a lot when I shave. And like, that's a hazard.
Yeah.
And I hate it a lot. And I think it's stupid. And it just really bothers me. I went to Puerto Rico last weekend for a wedding.
Brag.
Yeah. And I had to like plan when to shave. And then I decided, fuck it, I don't want to. It was like, I have to like make a whole night of it because it takes me so goddamn long.
Yeah.
It's also so wasteful the way that we shave in terms of like plastic razors and stuff like that. And
well,
like,
yeah, if you use that.
I mean, I have a nice one that's like a metal blade that's, right, you know, reusable, recyclable, all that stuff. But like, that's not what most people use.
Okay.
We're just in a super wasteful. There's just everything about it I hate.
Yeah. Fair.
And everyone loves it and does it.
It's kind of like a haircut. I mean, it is a haircut,
yeah.
But on a much smaller scale.
Yeah.
But where you have to like plan out, okay, if I want my hair to be this length, I have to shave it at this time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because you know it's never going to be perfect right away.
No. And then that's the stubble.
Unless you're going Brazilian.
Boom. It's just too much and it really gets my goat.
Yeah. I bought a nice razor because, you know, I've been trying to keep up a beard.
Yeah. And it's been looking great.
Thanks. But, you know, you have to shave around it to keep it looking clean so mm-hmm. you don't look like, you know, you live in a boxcar. And I...
What does that mean?
Like a train.
Oh, a train. Got
like
it.
Like a boxcar mm-hmm. hobo, right. Which is, I think, a fine term.
Sure. Great.
On TikTok, I saw... Hit the bell. I saw this like straight razor that is supposed to be like super smooth. It's just like one blade. I spent like $50 on it. Mm-hmm. And first time I used it, blood everywhere.
Yeah,
I cannot believe I did not fully
you could
strike
have died.
An artery.
Yeah. You could have died.
I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I don't understand. They're always like shave with the grain or
what
against
is the
it.
Grain?
Where, and it's like,
I
guess what?
I don't have one grain. Yeah. They go multiple directions.
My hair is growing in every which way.
Well, yeah.
So it doesn't matter at all. I don't know. I have ingrown hairs. I don't know how to get those out.
Oh, my God. I didn't even bring up ingrown hairs. The aftermath of shaving is honestly worse than just having hair.
Yeah.
And there are so many quote-unquote cures for it and, like, different oils and things. And to me, anytime there is a market saturated with different cures means that there isn't actually one thing to help. Like, you're stuck with it.
Yeah.
And then what are the other options? Waxing? That shit hurts.
I know, I've never been waxed.
Oh my God, I'm such a baby. And I'm just like, no, I'm not going to spend my money to be tortured like this for something that also, like, is just going to grow back.
Yeah. I mean, TBH, the only place that I would fully get waxed is, my asshole. Right. Like, that's the only place, in all seriousness, that I would be like, okay, yeah, I would have difficulty handling that myself.
Yeah, I don't know what you would chop off, but you would chop off some stuff if you tried to do that yourself. I almost...
But also, it's the one thing that I would not want to shove in the face of a stranger.
Fair. Well, yeah.
The right stranger. Let's put it that way. Anyway.
Yeah, so, like, that's what's going on with me. What about you?
I don't know. I've had, like, a number of dark-sided encounters today. I mean, speaking of which, I went to the barber. Thanks for noticing.
I just said that you look good.
I went to the barber today. I was, you know, sitting there having my shit done. All the guys who work there are, like... They're like Eastern European. I can't place the language that they're speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no idea what they're saying. They could be fully shit-talking me. I have no idea. But one of them today, I could not tell if he was like getting fired or quitting.
Oh.
It was like some drama was happening. This man came in. He said something like, take me off the schedule. And then I heard him on the phone. And there were only like a few of us in there. And I heard him on the phone being like, I'm like the best one in here. I have the most people and they're yelling at me or whatever. And like clearly talking about the other guys, one of whom is cutting my hair.
Oh,
where
good.
I'm like, okay, we need to wrap the shit up before this man comes back with a weapon.
Right.
Okay.
Also, already there are tons of weapons around because
right.
it's a barber
already,
shop.
This man
near
has...
Near your neck?
A literal knife to my neck. But then he was also like coughing and sneezing.
Love that.
And so towards the end of my shit, another person came in and was like, hey, I'm here for like Jordan at 11. And my guy was like, oh, he went home. He wasn't feeling well. So I was like, okay, one of two things just happened. Either A, that man fully had COVID and was just hacking all over the shop. Unmasked. I was also unmasked. My fault. But also, I immediately afterwards was like, how long does my immunity last? I think I'm still like within a 3-month window. I'm
okay.
also triple
right.
vaxxed. So I like, right. even if he coughed into my mouth, I think I probably am fine.
Sure.
But TBD. And then, or he got fired and that man was just covering for him by being like, sorry, he didn't feel well. He had to go home.
Drama, drama, drama.
Either way, I'm like, I don't like when the person who has a weapon around my face is in some type of altercation.
Yeah,
even
no.
if it's passive aggressive.
Yeah, because also it's like if he starts passive aggressively taking it out in some other manner, it could be on your hair.
Right.
And then
right.
all of a sudden you're left with a terrible haircut and it's like,
right.
That sucks.
And I'm
that shit's
already
not gonna grow back
right on the verge.
Right there.
Having a terrible haircut always. Okay. I accept this about myself. It's one of my many qualities. So I need all the help I can get.
Yeah.
And this man was not doing his job. The second dark-sided thing I saw was literally on the way here.
Uh-oh.
These two cops on the street, like, just found a child.
What?
There was like, I walked out and these two police officers were like talking to this kid and a couple other people had stopped and were watching. And it was, there was just like an abandoned child.
Oh, good. Kids run away sometimes, you know, just wander out.
Right. I'm assuming maybe he like got out of somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't think he was left.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't know because you left the situation.
It was handled. Or he was being abducted by two police officers.
Two people you thought were police officers.
But yeah, I was just like, I don't know the energy in New York City today. It's like a very nice spring day.
Yeah. I mean, I fully had a meltdown this morning because I couldn't find something. And Alex tried to talk about plans. And instead, I just broke down. So there is something weird happening with the energy here.
Yeah, but, I don't know what's up. Well, bad news for our mental health. Good news for recording a podcast about complaining.
Yeah. So let's check out the Rand hotline, see if the bad energy has continued through the phone.
Hi, Matt and Barry. This is Lauren Passell. I love you all. I've been listening to you since the first episode. I write about you in my newsletter, Podcast the Newsletter. And this is not just a rant. I'm hoping to start a movement because I get so pissed when I see someone using hand dryers in a public bathroom. And surely you know that when someone flushes an open toilet, little bits of poop and bacteria can be thrown like 15 feet into the air, and that poop and bacteria can be sucked up by those warm hand dryers and blown straight out onto your washed hands and all over the place. And like these spews are like full of bacteria, like pathogens and spores, and it gets everywhere. And I don't want that shit literally on your hands, and I don't want it on my hands. So, I don't know, wash your hands and wipe them on your dress or something if there aren't paper towels. Stop making the public bathroom even grosser than it has to be.
Hard agree on this one. I think all bathroom air dryers should be recalled.
I did not realize. I mean, I knew the like when you flush a toilet, you know, don't put your face right over it because you'll just get a whiff of all of your shit.
Yeah.
But I didn't think about how that then interacts with a hand dryer.
Right.
So it's super informative, Lauren. Thank you for calling in.
I may have referenced this at one point because whenever I'm home in Chicago, we would go to my grandma's house, and every time I use the bathroom, I instinctively put all the down mm-hmm. after I'm done, because I know even if I just peed, the second you flush that shit, germ volcano
absolutely.
Everywhere. Absolute germ tsunami is spewing over everything. And so out of courtesy, put the seat down. And then I get yelled at by my grandma, my mom, who I'll fucking call them out right now, get mad because they are, as women of a certain age, they need literally every second to get themselves to the toilet.
Right, right. It's a so very short countdown.
Pants.
Yeah.
Right. And so they get mad that the extra, I don't know, millisecond that they need to bend over and pull up the seat is costing them valuable time that they don't have. And so it's really a battle between them pissing their pants and me protecting their immune systems.
Yeah, it's a struggle. It's like, you're such a good son. What side are you going to pick?
Right.
I also think that, like, I am 100% a hand wipe on the pants kind of girl. Like, that's just what I end up going for. Or even shaking my hands out for a second. Like, I rarely bother with a paper towel because then, the alternative is paper products. And, like, ugh, we all love the earth and Mother Earth and all her trees. And, like, that's not good either. So.
Yeah, I go kind of hard in the other direction where I'll use a paper towel, but I can't use the top, like, five because someone might have touched them.
Oh, my God.
So I have to take those out and then use the five underneath that.
Oh, Lord.
We can all agree that the least sanitary one is just that one damp rag.
Ew,
that kind of
like, why does that even still exist?
Yeah, I don't think it does anymore.
No, maybe like in
it.
One place.
Yeah, but I think we all remember the first time we encountered that.
Oh, yeah.
So, great, great rant.
Thanks for calling in. And if you've got a rant of your own, here's the number. It's 601-600-RANT. That's 601-600-7268. Keep calling, guys.
And now, let's get into the headlines. All right, worst things first. Let's chat about the worst news of the week. First, this is a headline just straight from the Daily Mail that I'll read. Reputed source. well-reputed source, the Daily Mail, obviously. We all respect the Daily Mail.
Of course, of course.
I listen to it every day. This headline, quote, asteroid half the size of a giraffe strikes Earth off the coast of Iceland just 2 hours after it was discovered by astronomers.
Okay, there's a lot to unpack here. First of all, the size comparison.
Yeah, this kind of was viral on Twitter this week because who decided to measure shit according to giraffes?
I feel like that's not even fair because are we talking height, width, like the full radius of the asteroid? Because a giraffe, while very tall, it's mostly just its neck. You know what I mean? Like the rest of the giraffe isn't necessarily all that big. It's like long leg, long neck, but like doesn't take up that much space sideways. You know what I mean?
I can't believe you're putting me in the position of defending the person who wrote this headline. But I think it's obvious that if you're going to use a giraffe as a measuring stick, you're probably talking about its height overall.
And I just think that's stupid.
The problem is, okay, so you're saying
for an asteroid, I want the whole. I'm like,
so you're
asteroid
saying they should have measured
height.
It by the width of a giraffe
no,
instead of the height?
Just all of it. I just think like elephant is a better example.
No, it's
elephant
not.
Is big and tall. I need to know the whole size of the asteroid, not just the height of it. That doesn't give
Would
me much to go off
more
of.
Information if they gave you the surface area of
yes.
the asteroid versus
yeah.
just the length of it?
That's what I'm getting at, yes.
No, it
it's
wouldn't.
It's not just a, it's not a 2D object. It's not flat.
What's 8 times 6?
I can't tell you that.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't, you don't know what surface area actually is. I would say my biggest issue
is
with this.
Is it 40? Two? No.
No, it's not even. And
it's
you
36,
thought about it.
It's 30.
No, it's not. God damn.
48?
Yes.
God, I
I'm
hate
glad,
that.
Glad I picked the perfect equation to get you to solve. My problem with this, besides the fact that this is not...
Sorry, I'm like crying.
I hope it's out of shame.
It is. It's absolutely out of shame.
I hope I caused you to have another
tears.
Mental breakdown today.
Number two of the day.
The real issue with using a giraffe as a measurement is that I don't really know how tall a giraffe is.
Right.
That it's not a reference point.
Yeah, and then half of a giraffe. It's like, what's even the point of comparing it to a giraffe if you're only going to use half of it? And is the half just to the top of the body and at the base of the neck? And it's just, we're talking about the legs here? Choose something else.
Right. What half?
What? Yeah.
Yeah. I think the Daily Mail knew exactly what they were doing. They knew that nobody would care about this fucking asteroid unless they pulled out some bullshit measurement like this, and I despise them for it.
Yeah.
Also, are we even sure if giraffes are the same size in the UK as they are in the US?
Great point.
They probably eat different stuff.
And they're measured in stone, so it's like, what the fuck do we even do with that?
Anyway, so this space rock, which was named 2022 EB5, hot, okay.
Such a sexy name. Gonna name my first child that.
Right, that's actually my favorite name, is believed to have mostly burnt up in the atmosphere. Well, it became the fifth asteroid ever to be discovered before it hit Earth.
What is the point of having, like, an entire part of our government that is literally, like, planetary defense looking for this shit if then that's only they've only gotten five? They've only figured out five.
And yeah, this one is only half the size of a giraffe.
Yeah.
What
and
if it had
and it
been
was,
bigger?
What, 2 hours before it, right? Wasn't that it?
Right. It was two hours before.
Because,
like, yeah, I guess normally they discover it, like, as it's hitting the Earth, and then it breaks up and becomes meteorites that hit Earth.
Okay. Aren't there, like, a bajillion satellites in space? I just, like, what are we all doing here, you know? Like,
I mean, yeah,
why couldn't we catch this?
Frankly, using the descriptor of half the size of a giraffe is... really the distraction I needed not to spiral out of control thinking about what an asteroid is and also how the movie Don't Look Up wouldn't have happened because we all would have died before we even knew about it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Honestly, good.
Fuck the giraffe. Next! I'm not quite sure what an angler is. I think it's a type of fish, right?
Sure, yeah. An anglerfish, yeah.
But...
I just Googled it. No, there's no way that we're talking about angler fishes.
No, because that's the
scariest thing I've ever seen in my goddamn life. And we're talking about, yeah.
Anglerfish are the ones that, are on the bottom of the ocean and have the light that hangs in front of them also look like Satan's asshole.
Yeah. Is that what we're talking about right now?
No. Three anglers. I think it's also a word for a type of, like, fisherman.
Sure. Okay.
A person who fishes with a rod and line.
What?
Literally just a fisherman. I don't know why they're trying to be all fancy with this word. Three fishermen, okay, are safe after a homemade ice fishing shanty that they were in was blown a mile across a Michigan bay in 50-mile-per-hour winds.
Oh, my goodness. They just, like, straight up freaking Wizard of Oz house blown away.
This was like a real-life Balloon Boy situation. Yeah. I think we talked about Balloon Boy before because I made a bunch of references to it and you laughed and then you were like, I have no idea what you're talking about, even though it was a cultural phenomenon a defining moment of, like, 2013, 2014.
Oh, it was that recent? Wow, I forgot about it again. I did not withhold that information at all.
No. It was when I was in college, 2010.
Okay.
Balloon Boy, if you recall, was a story on CNN. Well, I mean, it was on all of the news channels at the time. This was like the O.J. Simpson, like, car chase.
Sure.
One of those moments where everybody was watching the news at once. I remember I was in journalism class, and we literally just stopped class to watch CNN. There was reportedly a little boy trapped in a, like, giant balloon, like a kite, kind of. And the wind had taken him, and he was blowing across the landscape. Literally, like, several miles. And his parents were, like, on the news being like, oh, my God, I hope our kid is okay. And then it turns out that there was never any child in it at all and that they, like, staged it. And it was a whole big scandal.
Wow.
And then it was a joke on 30 Rock and, like, a major cultural moment.
So. Oh, cool.
The point is that
I love
basically
to be tuned
happened.
Into the culture in 2009, time I was very much alive.
This is basically what happened.
Yeah.
The shanty got blown like a mile and a half offshore with these men
inside of it. Free hot air balloon ride, essentially.
Well, cold air balloon.
True.
Because it's winter. And eventually they were able to make it to shore on their own, and they refused medical treatment. And they were like, you know, we knew the storm was coming, but we didn't realize how strong the wind would be. If I had a nickel for every time I was like, this won't be strong.
Yeah.
And well, then
it'll be fine. I'm just going to go ice fishing, you know.
And then I shit my pants.
Yeah.
And finally, this is another story that kind of went viral on Twitter, on the internet last week. An assistant principal has received an outpouring of support. Have you heard this story?
I have not. I'm excited.
After they were fired for reading a children's book to second graders called I Need a New Butt. Okay, it's literally a children's book about a boy who notices that he has a crack in his butt
and sets out
to find a new one. And so this assistant principal said that they had a guest reader who was supposed to show up on Zoom and do a reading, and the guest reader didn't show up, and so he just grabbed a nearby book, one of his favorites called I Need a New Butt, and read it. And there was about 240 second graders on this Zoom call. A few minutes after it ended, he was called by the administrators and put on administrative leave and then fired 2 days later.
Bullshit.
Yeah. So people are like rallying behind him. There's this one like writer action group that posted his termination letter, if it is to be believed. It's literally so cold. It's like you violated the code of ethics. You failed to demonstrate conduct that follows generally recognized professional standards. You failed to provide environment that does not needlessly expose students to unnecessary embarrassment or disparagement.
Everyone's got a butt. Everyone has a butt. And it's not a big deal.
It says, on Tuesday, March 2nd, 2022, you read a book entitled I Need a New Butt to a group of students via Zoom. The story details a boy's journey to find a new butt after noticing his butt had a huge crack. During the reading of this book, you read inappropriate words like fart. The story detailed how the boy had developed the huge crack when a fart had blew his butt apart and split it clean in two.
Okay, first of all, need a copy of this book.
I know. This
second
book
of all,
better...
have you ever met a second grader? Because all they're going to talk about is their butt.
Yeah.
And also farts. And also other inappropriate things.
The
bathroom humor.
Market audience for this book.
Remember Captain Underpants?
Yes, I do.
Absolute king.
You also shared inappropriate pictures that depicted the boy's naked butt. Okay, also it's like a cartoon character. It's not just like a naked boy like ass cheeks spread open.
Child pornography here.
The book described butts in various colors, shapes, sizes, and types. Example, fireproof, bulletproof, bombproof. The topics described in this book were inappropriate. When asked why you chose this book to share, you stated that it was the only book you had nearby. When asked if you thought the book was appropriate, you stated that you thought it was a cute children's book. Your actions show a lack of professionalism and impaired judgment, et cetera, et cetera. Obviously, like, it's ridiculous. Also, no parents even complained. It was just like the administrators were like, this is inappropriate and you're done.
I can't stand any of this. Also, this just makes me think of a TikTok video of a teacher teaching students how to wipe their ass by putting two balloons next to each other. And then, because, kids don't know how. You have to teach them these things. Oh, that video really just, lives in my brain forever.
I'm just so confused. I just don't understand. It strikes me... I'm gonna make the connection, but I mean, this is me making this leap and not necessarily what is happening here. But I feel like this is in that vein of these books about gay people are inappropriate for children, which that is not what's happening here. This is a book about a cartoon character who needs a new butt. Okay.
Yeah.
Remember, there was that episode of Rugrats where they're all just buck naked. Running around Tommy uses his little dick to open up the thing and then he escapes. We're all humans, okay? They're not teaching children anything inappropriate. But it's in that vein of these are the same people who cry about cancel culture.
Yeah.
And you're canceling a teacher for reading about butts.
Yeah. Ugh.
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Put him on Joe Rogan, okay? Anyway, that's it. Anyway, shout out to this teacher. I hope he becomes Teacher of the Year. I mean, to be fair, so I should do something like this because he has already raised on his behalf, there's been a GoFundMe for $100,000.
Oh, my God, which is 30,000 times his salary.
Yeah. So I feel I'm going to go talk about ass in front of a bunch of second graders and hope that I become a sensation overnight.
Yeah.
Or I'll put a kid in a balloon and send him off to his death. So one of those two.
Yeah,
probably.
Both solid options.
The point is, everybody has a butt. And if you really want to learn about it, send your kids to me because I'll teach them how they can shove Legos up there. And that's it for this week's Worst Things First.
Don't forget to share and tag us in ridiculous news on Instagram at Unhappy Hour. Do it.
Speaking of opening wide, get ready to open wide for the doctor.
Right after this commercial break.
Deep dive, deep dive, deep dive, deep dive, deep dive. Deep dive, 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 deep dive.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber.
And I want to tell you about a podcast I think you're going to love.
Who Weekly is a podcast about everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't.
Does celebrity news stress you out?
Are there too many people you've literally never heard of?
Check out Who Weekly, a podcast hosted by Lindsay Weber and me, Bobby Finger.
Each episode goes deep into the biggest celebrity stories of the moment, and if you're still confused, we even have a weekly call-in episode where we'll answer the most burning listener queries.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly on the Odyssey app or wherever else you get your podcasts.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
All right. So the older I get, because I'm getting up there, you know.
Oh, yeah. You're just on the brink.
My bones are aging. My muscles are atrophying.
Mm-hmm.
My brain is deteriorating.
Most of it already.
The older I get, I've noticed the more of a hypochondriac I become, the more I just like every ache and pain I'm just convinced is now ultimately the one that's going to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
And which means naturally I become one of those people who goes to the doctor every time I think something is even remotely wrong.
Yeah.
Which is a brag. Obviously, I've spent tens of thousands of dollars on doctor's appointments for no reason. Like when I was younger, I always thought I was one of those people who like knew my body. When people are like, I just know my body.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yeah, sure. I can like sense when something is wrong. No, turns out I have no idea. I am a renter at best. Okay. I'm barely acquainted with this husk that I inhabit. So naturally, this week I went to the doctor because I was convinced that I have Lyme disease.
Oh no, Matt. Matt, no.
Listen, okay. I got a message from my doctors because you know how like if you have an ongoing prescription, they always make you like come in every now and then like to check up, and then I'm just like, you know what I look like. I don't have to keep fucking coming into your office just for you to write me a prescription, okay? Give me the medicine. But they were like, no, actually, we asked you for a follow-up last time you were here because my, like, blood pressure was a little high, so we got to take a look at that. Even though every time I go to the doctor, I'm convinced that I'm dying, so of course my blood pressure is
right.
High.
It's like, this is a stressful environment.
They're like, your blood pressure does look a little high. Are you maybe nervous? I'm like, yeah, obviously. I see a needle sitting right there. Yeah, I'm nervous. So I had to go in for that. Then I brought in like a laundry list of things, one of which was that I have a bug bite on my leg. And I've had like bug bites before. You know, it's like different enough from like just a zit where it's like, okay, it's getting red and weird around
uh-huh,
it.
Uh-huh.
But then it started to look like the target shape.
Oh, right.
And I, of course, Googled it, and the first result was like, you have been ravaged by a tick. you are about to die. So I immediately made an appointment, went in, took a picture of it. I very rarely have been that type of person who,
uh-huh,
like, shows a picture to a doctor.
Right.
Or even, like, I don't want to email a picture to a doctor.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people who do that.
Right.
Where it's like, yeah, you take the most grim picture that you've ever taken in your life and then send it as an attachment to your doctor that they're about to open. No,
it's
I need to be
essentially harassment.
In person to preface what they're about to see. Okay? I need to, the preamble to what I'm about to whip out and show them.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I showed it to the doctor and was... Oh, it's like on my calf.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, I mean, yeah, it does look like a target shape, which is like the only thing that would cause that is a tick. But like, also I haven't been outside in like 2 weeks.
Right.
And I haven't been camping ever. So he was like, I like highly doubt you got bit by a tick.
Maybe some sort of spider bite.
But then why would it, like, have that target shape?
I don't know. Because you kept circling around it to itch it?
I did think of that afterwards, but I, like, didn't.
Okay. So what happened then?
This doctor was like, I always have a tendency to, like, over-treat for Lyme disease just up to be on the safe side. So, like, I doubt that you got bit by a tick, but also I'll just give you antibiotics.
Okay.
And so I was like, yeah, bitch. And then I sold them on the black market. So I went in with a laundry list. That is now the type of person that I am. But the point is, now every time I go to the doctor, I am reminded what a horrible process that it actually is.
Oh, it's so bad.
Setting aside the kind of atrocity that is the American healthcare system, just the very act of having to go to a doctor is the worst. So let's get into it. First, let's just get this out of the way. I don't think doctors should be hot.
No.
I think I've said this before plenty of times. At the very least, you should be able to request a not hot doctor.
Hard agree. I think it's been, that's actually a great thing about masks now, is that like that has been able to truly mask their beauty in a way that I really appreciate.
That's the doctor that I saw. It's like still hot, even with a mask.
Oh, that shouldn't be allowed.
And I'm like, I wish you didn't know my name. Like, it would be fine because I'm also wearing a mask, but also like you have a chart with like everything that's
everything
wrong with me.
And also like, here's a picture of my Target bite, even though I haven't been outside in 2 weeks.
He was like genuinely stumped. That's the thing. He was like sitting there, like kind of stroking his chin. Like, I don't know what that could be. It was a true Dr. House situation. But yeah, the point is, like, if you're coming into, you should be able to pick and or specify, like, I want the sexy doctor this time.
Mm.
Like, if you're coming in for something sexy, like, oh,
right,
my back hurts from carrying around this fat ass all day. then you could be like, yes, I would like the hot doctor.
Right.
But yeah, if you're coming in to be like, here is where the tick ravaged my leg. I guess the good thing is that I saw this doctor last time, which was maybe 6 months ago. And when he walked in, he was like, hi, my name's Tim. It's nice to meet you. And I was like, good, you don't remember me. So we do get kind of like an etch-a-sketch shake between. Also, I have to remember that a doctor sees some of the most horrific stuff you could possibly imagine, like every day.
Yeah.
So like my shit is not memorable. But I just remember that last time I went in because my stomach kind of hurt. And he did that thing where he, you know, had me lay down and lift up my shirt, and then he kind of like tapped on my stomach.
Yeah.
And he was like, I might have said this last time also, but he like tapped on the one spot and he was like, yeah, do you hear that? Where it kind of sounds like hollow right there. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, that's just gas. And I was like, cool, 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 cool. Fuck me.
It's okay. One time I went to the hospital and had to get CAT scanned, and I had to get an MRI, all these different tests. They like did my first ever gyno test. This was when I was like in, I think, sophomore year of high school, because they thought that maybe I had like really bad appendix issues or something, like an ovarian cyst. And yeah, it turned out that I was super constipated, so I feel you.
Right. That is what I remember. It wasn't just like a small pain. I was like, I think my appendix is bursting.
Yeah.
Which I, in retrospect, I think if your appendix is bursting, it's like an hour countdown. Like, you have excruciating pain, and you have basically 60 minutes to get to the emergency room before it absolutely explodes.
Yeah.
Next, a doctor is just like some guy who happened to have read more books than me.
Yeah, I
just
like took more tests.
Right. I feel like growing up, I was always like, wow, the doctor is like the smartest person I've ever met. They know everything and are right about everything. And then you grow up and you're like, okay, I also have access to the internet. So I've also seen a chart of the human body and I know more than you. That is my mom's attitude, at least, which I resent. But to be fair, my mom has probably spent more time in a doctor's office than outside of one. So,
Debbie.
She literally was telling me the other day, she was like, yeah, I've had nurses be like, do you work in the medical field before? She's like, nope, I'm just here so much.
Do you walk into every doctor's appointment and start by being like, well, you know, I once was almost pre-med.
Right. Yes, I do, actually. I said I declared myself a biology major, actually.
At Northwestern.
And then I didn't take a single science class except for like, what's that one that doesn't have anything to do with science? Anthropology.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Which is not the store, anything like it. Also, like, why are there so many types of doctors?
Don't get me started on this. It used to be the thing. When we were growing up, you had one doctor, the pediatrician. You go to the pediatrician for absolutely everything. Maybe they're going to refer you out. They're mostly not. Now, I have a stupid cyst in my wrist. It's like a thing that is very common. I went to the doctor and they're like, oh, yeah, you can just come back and get that taken care of. And then I go back and she's like, no, actually, you need to see a hand specialist. So now I have to see a hand specialist. I had a back problem and they were like, oh, you're going to go see a podiatrist and then you're going to go see a peripheral neurologist and then you're going to go see a back. And it's just like, what was the point of going to the first doctor for the thing?
Right.
If all you're going to do is refer to me to someone else. What do you do? What do you solve?
Yeah. The other part of it is like, even though I just said that I know everything and I'm smarter than everybody, is when they act like I should just know the type of person that I'm seeing. I'm like, no, I don't actually. I went to like a sleep doctor to talk about my sleep. And they scheduled me with someone. I was like, no. Why am I seeing like a neurologist? And she was basically like, that is the sleep doctor, you stupid ass. And I was like, okay, well, I don't fucking know. I didn't take like doctor categories in school.
Yeah, I just feel like general practitioners now are just basically like matchmakers. And it's like, okay, sure.
And the other part of it is like, I hate that I have to question whether you're just sending me to shit to bill me for it.
Yeah.
Like that complicates everything. Because I'm like, okay, do I actually need to go to a neurologist? I'll go. I don't care. But are you just sending me that so that you can be like, you know, oh, you get, it's like a Kohl's cash card.
Yeah, you get a free massage for every referral.
Exactly. I'm not about that. Okay. I went to the most insane doctor ever. I talked about her. I'm pretty sure she's like Putin's number two. I'm almost positive the doctor that I saw when I went to the sleep person the first time, this insane Russian woman who didn't listen to a word I said and just started listing off like how I need to have surgery on my tongue. when I was like, okay, we just met. Like, let's warm me up a little bit before you jam your dick into my ass. I'm pretty sure she got fired because the next time she was not there and I was like,
Was she fired or was the doctor you were supposed to see dead in the closet and she was wearing his clothes?
She looked like she was wearing his skin. That's what her face looked like. Anyway, the point is there are too many types of doctors. I don't know if I trust someone who's like, I decided to spend my life dedicated to like the elbow, the study of the elbow. It's like, okay, well, something's wrong with you. So I don't really trust your judgment. It used to be you just had one person from like birth to death. Okay. Uh-huh. And you'd go to them and they would like cobble your shoes. They would thread your eyebrows and they would, you know, say, oh, okay, you got strep.
Yeah. One stop shop.
I do also remember when like the worst thing that you could get was strep throat.
Ugh. The good days.
Yeah, there was always those kids. You either were a strep throat kid or you weren't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because if you had it once, you had it like 30 times. And I was always that kid. Next! Why do they need to take so much blood?
So much!
Elizabeth Holmes founded Theranos like two decades ago, basically. Okay? All you need is one drop of blood, proven, actually. That's why she's a billionaire. Yeah, I'm just like, what? Truly, why do you need that much blood?
Like, don't you look at it under a microscope?
Yeah,
famously
there's plenty
for small
there.
Things.
I felt really bad this time because I like volunteered basically to have my blood taken so that they could check my vitamin levels.
Mm-mm.
And it was the same nurse person who did it last time. And last time they couldn't find the fucking vein.
Oh,
and she
no.
had to dig around in my arm. And it was horrible. And this time I prefaced it by being like, I've never been this way before, but the last couple times I've been here, I get a little woozy when I have my blood drawn.
Oh, I always tell them. I'm like, here's the list of things that you need to do in order for me to not faint. One, ask me a lot of questions. Two, keep me talking. Three, lie me back. Four, get me an eye mask, a silk eye mask so you can cover my eyes. Like, I fully prep them.
Yeah.
I give them a rider.
I was like, I'm I'm going to get lightheaded. And she was like, let me look at your veins. You have great veins. There's not going to be a problem.
I love when they compliment my veins.
Right. I was like, oh, thank you. I've actually been working on them. I'm so glad that you noticed. But she was like, I don't think that was me last time who did that, because I wouldn't have missed. And I was like, it was you.
Except they don't forget a face, bitch.
I didn't. I was like, I don't remember. And it was in my head. I was like, it was absolutely you. You fucked up. It hurt so bad.
No, I hate it.
I didn't expect it to hurt that much. I think she like hit something.
Oh my God.
She only did it once. She got it right away, but it was so painful. I'm still kind of shocked by it. Anyway, the point is, she took so much blood, and then she was like, are you okay to stand up? And I was like, yeah, I'm not a pussy. Even though I was sweating profusely through like multiple layers. Next, why do I have to input my entire life history into some grimy off-brand iPad every time I go to the same doctor? The number of forms that I have to fill out every time I go, far too much. It's always the same information, never changed.
I feel like I just need to give them like my ancestry.com login. Yeah. And be like, here's all of my familial history. Like, you figure this shit out.
They were like, do you have your insurance card with you? And I was like, no, you have it.
Okay? You've had it every single time. They're always asking, has your insurance changed? No, it hasn't.
Nothing has
changed. I saw you last week.
I'm still the same person that you've known. I'm still that girl. And now doctor's offices, but they're getting too cocky. Now doctor's offices are like, oh, we're actually so advanced. You just take this tablet that is absolutely covered with disease and is running on Windows 98. And punch in all of the information that we ask you for every single time you're here. And the machine never works.
Never.
I filled out that entire thing, took me 20 minutes, and then got to the end and was like, sorry, there was an error. And then she was like, okay, I guess you can just like sign in the regular way. Yeah. I don't understand why every doctor has technology that existed 20 years ago. And it has not caught up.
Especially when their other technology is like the most advanced medical technology in the world.
Right.
It's like you're like sending me to an MRI machine, but you can't figure out how to sign me in.
Yeah. This is how Elizabeth Holmes could have made her $1 billion for real without having to fake a medical device. OK, just invent a tablet that doesn't take 3 hours to log into and actually remembers my fucking insurance information. Next! How dare they make me sit there and wait?
I made an appointment.
Yeah.
I am here.
The time is actually in the calendar. You penciled me in. There's no reason why I should have to wait for more than 3 minutes total.
Agreed.
Not to mention that the walls in every doctor office are paper thin. So if you leave me for more than 1 minute on my own, I hear every malady that every person in there is inflicted with. And it wouldn't be bad if every doctor's office didn't have Wi-Fi that was being piped in from fucking Canada. The Wi-Fi never works. The
so it's cell like a cell zone dead. Absolute dead zone.
And of course, there are signs everywhere that's like, if you use a cell phone in here, like a child will die. And I'm going to use my phone.
Yeah, like what do you expect me to do? Knit? Like, come on.
And then I'm shocked when the measurements come up wrong. I'm like, no, there's something wrong with your machines. Meanwhile, I'm just shooting out radiation from my phone. The other thing is they always give you these numbers and shit. I don't know what blood pressure is supposed to be.
No.
They're always like, yeah, it's like 500 over 40. Okay. What does that even mean?
No idea.
I think that means I'm dead, actually, if that calculation. I know that much. But I'm like, nobody knows what these two numbers mean. Nobody has ever explained to me what those two numbers are. And don't fucking write in and
don't
tell
you
me
dare.
What they mean, because I don't care.
No.
All I know is that mine are high. Which is shocking information to anybody who listens to the podcast where I literally work myself into a frenzy every week. They're like, this guy? High blood pressure? Also, they made me list out everything that I ate that day. And I was like, yeah, you better pull up a chair. She literally was standing there with like her hand on her hip waiting for me to finish. It was like 1 p.m. I was like, I've had oatmeal, blueberries, peanut butter, 2 cups of coffee, 3 eggs, some olive oil, yogurt, granola, chia seeds. She's like, right, right, right. So that could have raised your your blood pressure. Anyway, next. I don't like all the questions that they ask at the doctor's office. Like, I'm being interrogated by the police.
I also am so bad at lying. I can't lie. And then they get to the part where they're like, do you smoke? And I'm like, weed or tobacco. And I'm like, it's kind of legal now. But like before it wasn't legal. I remember one time I had to go to the hospital for my asthma. This was like a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
And in the ER, the guy was like hooking me up to the nebulizer thing. And he was like, so do you smoke? And I was like, tobacco or weed? And he laughed and he was like, that's a good one. And I was like, okay, guess we're not answering that question.
I always feel the need now that I do smoke weed to say marijuana. Like that makes it more like
cannabis. Even would be the marijuana is not even the correct one.
I guess. Yeah.
Yes.
I guess that's true. But I'm always like, yes. I partake.
I partake in the cannabis.
Marijuana occasionally, maybe like once every day. And finally, there are too many jars of stuff just sitting around, and you're going to make me wait, and then I'm not allowed to go in and fish for cotton balls or use needles or little tongue depressors.
Every doctor's office should be treated like a guest bathroom.
Exactly.
You're going to someone else's house, and they have stuff out. You get to use it. That's the way it works.
I would watch that TikTok. I find the most fascinating genre of TikToks to me is people who are just like stalking their guest bathrooms. And it's just like, I don't know what white Midwestern woman just has this kind of wealth laying around where she's spending like thousands of dollars to stock a guest bathroom. She's like, yeah, my mother-in-law is coming this evening, so I figured we'd treat her, and she'll lay out all these like luxury products, and it's literally her just like unpacking everything and loading it into containers for their guest bathroom. But I would watch the doctor version of that, where they're just loading like needles,
yeah,
tubes for blood.
Uh-huh. I also know that you already said "and finally," but I just have one more gripe, and
what?
That is, why don't we get stickers anymore? It used to be you go to the doctor and you get stickers.
Or at least
you
a lollipop.
Get like a lollipop. You get something. But now instead it's like you just pay a shit ton of money and you don't also get some sort of like treat or prize. It's bullshit.
Yeah. Also the bank used to give out suckers.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it for this week's deep dive. All right, we're almost there. We're almost at the end of the show. But first, our chasers. Chasers are the good stuff that helps all the bad shit go down easier, starting with Do Better White People, where we highlight some anti-racism resources and other actions we can take to make our world a little bit better. Barry, what are we highlighting this week?
So I'm highlighting something that I've brought up before, but I think it's important to bring it up again because there have been more senseless racist attacks against Asian Americans around New York. It's been really terrible and around the country, but I've just seen a lot in New York. And so I wanted to bring up this organization. They used to be called Holla Back, but they've changed their name to Right to Be. And they offer free bystander intervention trainings. I did one a while back. It was super informative and super helpful. And I would really encourage people to sign up. And there are other ways to get involved with that organization as well. So we'll link to it in our show notes. And yeah, so I just wanted to bring that one up again.
And I'm assuming, just to spell it out, that means you're training so that like when you see something, you know what.
Yeah, what to do, how to de-escalate, how to like be involved without making the situation worse. Because a lot of times it's like you wouldn't know what to do in that kind of scenario.
Right.
And this is a training for how then you will know what to do.
Yeah.
So it's really helpful.
Awesome. Let's get into what we've been watching this week. What have you been watching?
I have been watching Winning Time on HBO, which is a new Adam McKay show. Mm-hmm. Full disclosure, Pineapple is producing the official podcast.
Uh-huh.
But I don't care about basketball. I don't know a thing about basketball. And I fucking love this show. It's about Magic Johnson joining the Lakers and like that era of basketball in LA. And John C. Reilly is the main guy in the show. And like, everyone should be throwing Emmys at him. Like, he should be bruised with all the amount of Emmys people should be throwing at him. He's so fucking good in this show. Gabby Hoffman is in the show. It's a great cast. And I'm really enjoying it. So that's what I'm watching. How about you?
I have been watching Ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
But there's two versions of ghosts. Mm-hmm. So there's the CBS version of ghosts that just came out not long ago, starring, amongst many others, former guest complainer Brandon Scott Jones. Very funny. He plays the, like, Revolutionary War gay guy.
Amazing.
But it's based on a British show, a BBC show. It's literally a recreation of the British show, which mm-hmm. I think is a little weird. But I wanted to go back and watch the British version first.
Uh-huh.
And then they adapted it to be the American version. But yeah, it's on HBO Max. And it's literally about this woman who inherits this really old house from, like, her great-grandma who dies, and she didn't know she had it. And then she hits her head and almost dies. And then when she wakes up from the coma, she realizes that she can see ghosts.
Uh-oh.
And there's this whole, like, ensemble of crazy characters who she has to befriend. So it's very entertaining and ridiculous and fun. So that's what I've been watching this week.
Love it.
What is your non-TV chaser?
My non-TV chaser is that I went to Puerto Rico in Vieques for the first time, and it was an incredible trip. I went for our dear friend's wedding, so it was super fun. But also, I realized I know almost nothing about Puerto Rico or, like, how it became a U.S. territory or any of that stuff. So ahead of that trip, Alex and I were listening to a podcast from WNYC called La Brega, which is both available in English and in Spanish. And it's stories about Puerto Rico, and it's, like, about history and all sorts of things. And it's a fascinating show. I really like it. So my chaser is both a mix of going to Puerto Rico, which was beautiful and wonderful, but then also this podcast, La Brega, if you don't know much about Puerto Rico and want to know. I think it's a great way to find out. So those are my chasers this week. What about you?
Mine is similar in that it is yogurt.
Right. Oh, yes. So. Very similar indeed.
I don't know. I've just been very into yogurt. There's this one yogurt that I found out about via TikTok. They're not sponsoring me, even though they should, because I eat copious amounts of it every single day. But it's Danon. They have, like, a light and fit protein yogurt that I expected. Because, like, Greek yogurt is the one that has, like, more protein. And it's supposed to be, like, better than, like, Go-Gurt, basically.
Right.
Or, like, Trix yogurt. Oh, even though that was so good.
That little bunny.
Yeah. Just, like, toxic radioactive colors. Fully, like, neon glow-in-the-dark yogurt. But Greek yogurt always tastes like, if you just eat, like, plain Greek yogurt, it's like, okay, I'm just eating sour cream.
Yeah, if you're getting the wrong brand. But anyway, we don't need to get into this.
But, like, just plain Greek yogurt across brands is bad.
False.
It's not, like, sweet in any way.
It depends on the brand. Chobani is delicious, as is.
I've had just plain Chobani yogurt.
Okay.
And it's not good.
I like it.
But if you get the, like, slightly flavored ones.
Which I never do. I only ever get plain yogurt and then add my flavor in through whatever granola or whatever that I'm putting
in. Right. And then I also add that. But this is, like, Greek yogurt, high protein that actually tastes good on its own.
Love that for you.
So I guess we're in, like, a war.
Yeah. Actually, like, the chasers have turned into a war.
And Danon Light and Fit is the best one.
Okay.
And so I will continue eating it and shoving it in your fucking face. I literally buy a tub.
Yeah, I buy yogurt by the tub. I have for years. Because I'm what? Better than you.
Okay, well, I have the power to fire you from the show. And I'll do it. So, anyway, that's it for this week's episode. Thank you for listening to Unhappy Hour. If you want more Unhappy Hour shit, and obviously you do, you can head to my Patreon, patreon.com/MattBellisI. You can also buy merch at unhappyhourshop.com. As always, head to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audacy, that's AUDACY, wherever you get podcasts. Follow us, review us, rate us, but only if it's nice. I don't want to hear your shit. Unhappy Hour is a production of Pineapple Street Studios. It's produced by Barry Finkel, Melissa Slaughter, Marisa Roscoe, and me, Matt Bellisai. Hadim Jang, Meredith Rice, and Kurt Courtney help out with our socials. Special thanks to Jenna Weiss-Berman and Max Linsky. Our music is by Hansdale Sue. You can bother Barry at Finkelberry Pie. You can worship me at Matt Bellisai. You can follow Unhappy Hour Pod on Twitter and Unhappy Hour on Instagram for all of the latest podcast buzz. As always, you can leave us a voicemail on our rant hotline at 601-600-RANT. That's 601-600-7268. And that's it. That's everything. Thank you for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye. The sun will come out tomorrow.
Oh my God.
Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun.
I have to pee.
I'm thinking about tomorrow. But you gotta hang on till tomorrow.
I'm just gonna stop recording.
Stop.
And start.
In the name of love, before you break my heart.
Look how beautiful that was. Demonic harmony.